And now it's time for a Pinnacle Monthly Update. Today I have Mr. Essen with us again to let us know what's going on. And this time, instead of telling us what's happening at Pinnacle, he's actually going to talk to us about a fun event his students go on. They go on a trip every year to Washington, D.C. How are you doing, Mr. S?
I'm fabulous, and thanks for having us back today.
Oh, thank you for coming in. I really enjoy you guys coming in. I think it's great that we've decided to do this monthly update so people know what's going on there. But I know when you and I spoke last, we were going to focus on letting people know about the whole annual trip you guys do to Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. In fifth grade, students always study United States history. And as a school, we decided it's always much better to have the students experience something rather than reading about it. So we put together a fundraiser. So every spring, our families, our fifth grade families and students who participate in it, put together a fundraiser called our Wild West Carnival, which happens in March. And then those proceeds go towards sending those students to Washington, D.C. the following fall. So in September, the kids take 1 week of school, and instead of being in school, they actually go and see and participate in those activities in Washington, D.C.
And that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for probably some of these children.
Yeah, absolutely. We even have some parents that go on the trip that it's the first time they've been outside of Utah or first time on an airplane. So it's always a good experience.
Oh, wow. Something to definitely remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So does each child have to have a chaperone then go with them?
Yeah, we always encourage that. So one parent generally goes with each student, and they get to see all those things together. It's a really good bonding experience for that parent and child.
All right, so you brought some students in with you.
Yeah, yeah. I think we really need to hear from them.
Yeah, because they're the ones that got to go. Yeah,
exactly. Yep.
So, Jason, why don't you come on up to the mic there. Introduce yourself, bud.
Hi, my name is Jason Miller, and I was one of the students that went to Washington.
So tell us a little bit about your experience. What was your favorite part of it?
My personal favorite part was going inside the tomb of George Washington. Because every day, the schools that go to Washington, they put flowers inside the grave every day and say his prayer that he said hundreds of years ago.
Wow, that's a neat experience. And what would be your second best thing?
Going to all the monuments.
Were they pretty big? Because they look big to me in pictures. So seeing them in real life.
Yeah, they're bigger in real life than pictures.
So did you come back and share your experience with your fellow students, with your younger ones that are going to be getting ready to go next year?
Here and there, yes, but not really.
All right. Okay, Addison, why don't you step on up to the mic, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Addison Christensen, and I went to Washington, D.C. too.
So what was your favorite part?
I would have to say going to the White House and seeing how big it was.
So it's bigger in person? Because like I said.
It was huge.
And you got to go inside?
No.
Just outside?
Yeah. But we couldn't step on the road or else the police were going to come and like shine big lights in your eyeballs.
Oh, well, that's not good. And what was your second best part of your little trip?
I would have to say, I liked going to the cemetery. It was fun.
So Arlington Cemetery.
Yeah, the Arlington Cemetery.
Oh, I bet that was a pretty neat experience to see all that.
Yeah.
So if you had to give some advice for the students that are going to go next year, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that the plane ride wasn't that bad. Just like the first couple of seconds, once you get off the ground, it's a little bit scary. I kind of cried a little bit. But it's not that bad. And then once you get there, it's really fun. We had a great hotel and we had fun. We also went to the beach. It was fun.
Oh, well, good. Good, good. Well, I appreciate you both coming in and telling me about your trip. Mr. S, go ahead and step back on up to the mic. So thank you for bringing the students in. I think it's wonderful that they've talked about their trip.
Yeah, it's an excellent experience. I've gone as a parent with my own kids, and it's something we'll remember forever.
And I think it's great that you guys are doing that because, like you said, you can read about all this stuff in U.S. history, but to actually go there and see it, it just kind of instills that being proud to be an American and seeing that and putting it all together, I think.
Yeah, and there's so much history within a very small area back there. It's fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming in and giving us this monthly update at Pinnacle. And if you have any questions or want to be a part of the Wild West Carnival, mm-hmm. it happens in March.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
And they've got lots of fun stuff that they do. So keep an eye on that. I know Mr. S will be back to talk about that as the event gets closer. So this has been a Pinnacle Monthly Update.